The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 4th of June, 2018. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way right now, as always, in about 5 minutes. Ooh, we're about to turn the lights down for macOS 10.14. Yes, indeed, it sure looks like we're going to be getting a dark mode theme pretty soon. Now, more than likely, we'll see this unveiled at the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference, being the fact that it's pretty near. But amazingly, Apple actually let this slip early. Yes, the leak actually comes from Apple. Now, get this, it was actually a developer by the name of Steve Smith who actually discovered this 30-second preview video, and it shows the development software operating in a dark mode. Then, of course, he got all excited and tweeted the hell out of it. Other interesting things we're seeing in the video is an Apple News app icon that's visible in the dock. Yeah, we haven't seen that before. And other little subtle changes here and there. If you want to check it out for yourself, well, the preview is actually available in the App Store right now. That is until Apple figures out that we figured this out. Hey, speaking of Apple and App Store, Telegram users, you kind of noticed that, hey, where the hell is my update? Yes, there was so much going around and around last week with Telegram and Apple, particularly the CEO of Telegram saying, hey, Apple won't let us update our app anymore. Well, that was the case until today. Apple has finally let roll through the latest version of Telegram on the App Store. Of course, this is coming on the back of not having updates since April of this year. Now, the new version of Telegram 4.8.2 pretty much had to be pushed through because it had to be compliant with the new GDPRs, you know, the thing going down in the EU right now. For all the data protection and privacy, yeah, that went live on May 25th. So yeah, they're a little late to the table. But then again, not their fault. Apple just wouldn't push the update through. Nonetheless, though, if you want to get your update for your Telegram app, better go do it. Apple might change their mind here in a few hours. Visa card holders in Europe, did you have a fun weekend with your piece of plastic? You didn't? Yeah, none of you did. Yes, it seems yesterday, Visa experienced a widespread network failure in Europe, making users of Visa cards in Europe, you couldn't use them. Now, according to Monday morning, Visa says, yes, don't worry now, it's all been resolved. And even though the outage was widespread, it wasn't universal. So what caused the outage? We don't know. From what we can tell, it's not a hacking thing or anything. It looks a little bit more like somebody in the IT department. Yeah, accidentally tripped over the power cord when they walked out on Saturday night. Finally! Hey, how about those Android tablets? Yeah, they haven't really flown off the shelves from any manufacturer, have they? Even the cheapy ones in China, no, still not doing a whole lot in the denting in the marketplace. And at first, it looks like Google might have been noticing this. Now, if you happen to pop on over to the Google's official Android website over the past couple of days, you might have noticed, the tablet section? It wasn't there. You know, when you look between the Wear and TV in the menu, it usually has a little thing there that says Tablet. Well, it was gone. And it started making everybody think, wait a minute, is Google getting out of the tablet business? And for a while, it definitely seemed so. Well, tablet fans, you can rest assured today. Yeah, BTN's actually reached out to Google and he said, whoops. it was apparently a programming error. And after it was pointed out to him, the Android website tablet section is now back. According to Google's senior vice president for platforms and ecosystems, there was a bug when they updated the website and the tablet section didn't apparently come back with it. I'm thinking they were more or less, let's just see what happens. Are people actually still interested? Apparently there is. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for podcast, our blog review section, and our bash tickets. Don't forget, July 7th is the British Tech Bash. Get your tickets now, britishtechnetwork.com/bash. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us if you haven't already. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show shall be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Monday is going good for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.